Thank you, dear Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, the lecture of this morning's leave little doubt that ultra-fine-grained silver halide technology remains an outstanding topic for intensive research in the next future too. The system is unsurpassed for its unique combination of ultra-high resolution and very high sensitivity. The other advantage is its suitability for spectral sensitization over the whole optical wavelength range. However, the statement may still linger that we don't know whether emulsion research is a science or an art. A multiplicity of very controversial influences and parameters constitute a serious drawback for goal-directed optimization. The DESA technology has been reported at San Jose in the last 3 years. The technology is restricted to a laboratory procedure, and it remains a very delicate question of cost effectiveness, whether an industrial production may be envisaged or not. But there are strong arguments that do-it-yourself favorite the do-it-yourself manual manufacturing by academic situation. The laboratory procedure is proportionally easy. It may be carried out by any skilled collaborator. The technology provides the availability to high-performance materials independent from commercial restriction. All university education and research activities may be based on a profound knowledge of important details in emulsion manufacturing and sensitization. The existing technology is open to further innovation, which are otherwise unavailable with commercial materials, and the technology provides a sound basis for cooperative project work with other partners from industry and science. Motivation. My lecture is a supplementation of the report given yesterday about activities in Germany. In Berlin at the Academy of Science, we have in the framework of photonic studies courses of holography for students of the photonics master courses. And in this year's or last year's, we have succeeded to get a project which is granted by the German Ministry for Economics and Labor. This is a garden exhibition held supported by this institution. Our project is directed to create fine art creations together with a jewelry enterprises, Giele in Potsdam. This is Giele. And as we see, vivid communication is necessary to bring the thing forward. This is an employer from the ministry, and we will be the most important man who has accepted our project and provided the money that two highly motivated young people are employed in our project today. The first importance in holography is that holograms must fascinate at the first look. That means the performance should be increased beyond the state of the art. But evidently, up to now, there is no comprehensive theory for maximum sensitivity and diffraction efficiency. There are systemized some points according to our experience which are much important to reach maximum performance. All these influences work together, but we will restrict some remarks to some peculiarities only. With respect to layer performance, there is no serious lack in the literature to be informed fully about all important details referring to emulsion precipitation, desalination, and coating. To prevent sleepless nights or troubles with crystal growth, good cooperation with an experienced gelatin producer is necessary. Thus, we have reached a quality factor of 254 for red helium neon laser radiation at 632.8 nanometer, which describes the optical performance of the layer considering a thickness of 5 micrometer and a mean grain size of about 15 nanometers. But the most crucial step is spectral sensitization. Fortunately, spectral sensitizers are available today to all wavelength ranges, which provide highest photochemical efficiency. These are carbocyanines with a double ion structure, mostly named as merocyanines. However, the photochemical behavior is not the only property for the high efficiency of a sensitizer. Between single dyes, we find great differences in solubility, absorption behavior, and other properties that determine the distribution between the gelatin and the microcrystals. Much detailed work is necessary to elucidate these peculiarities and to derive a straightforward sensitization technology. For the best sensitizers, we find sensitivities between 80 and 120 microjoules per square centimeter. In such cases, hypersensitization with triethanolamine has been applied. However, being on the optimum level already, we should have little elbow room only to increase the performance further. But this conclusion is not convincing, since all our experience about holographic emulsions is based on single layers only up to now. We get another conclusion. We must regard it more to get some new elborons beyond the state of the art. We must consider a more enlarged concept. We can systemize single-layer systems with monochromatic sensitization, single-layer systems with dichromatic or panchromatic sensitization, multi-layer systems for multi-interference pattern storage through special coating techniques, for multi-interference pattern storage in different wavelength ranges, and finally, sandwich-layer systems. According to the actual state of the art, we see and succeeded to sensitize these single layers in the whole optical wavelength range for helium neon laser radiation, for frequency doubled neodym YAG laser radiation, and for argon laser radiation. Furthermore, dichromatic and panchromatic sensitization have been carried out for multiple interference pattern recording to get holograms in natural colors. The figure shows The installation for Piccolo recording in Dennis Yuk's single beam geometry using red and green light. But in this way, we reproduced the known result that the diffraction efficiency was always inferior for multiple beam than for single hologram recording. To change the situation substantially, multi-hologram recording should be prevented from disturbing interaction induced through hologram recording repetition. In this sense, multi-layer technology should be very appropriate to record each hologram independently in one of the different layers stacked up on the same supporting material. Let me demonstrate the principle Let me give only two conclusions. The progress in DESA technology is a result of everyday laboratory work. This is somewhat in contrast to the actual situation in silver halide technology, which is pushed away by the progress of digital imaging. And certainly, we should have little chance to get multi-layer technology and systems commercially in the next future. The most important conclusion is that the intellectual potential should be brought together to secure the further progress in technology. Thank you for your kind.
Discovering is, I think, exciting with great potential. I'm sure Horace would agree. We haven't done anything like that. Professor Kubota's work, which goes back many years, is probably the finest representation of the section geography that we've all seen. Why is it so good? Because a multi-layer technique was used to record Lippmann holograms, in which one particular laser would be used to coat, to expose a layer of gelatin of one type, and then another plate or another coating was applied. And we all look in amazement at the results that Kubota achieved, because if you look at them today, they still really are out there in the front league of all the results worldwide. So I think this was encouraging and should be pursued very strongly.